stuff to fight, but stuff to eat. Sometimes it's savory, sometimes it's sweet. That situation was just second on.
Hello, everybody. This is Snack Situation. It is the hottest podcast in the history of podcasting. It's your boys reporting from the front lines of Wizard World Winston-Salem at the table. I'm Chris Sims. With me, as always, Mr. Matt Wilson. Matt, how are these two hungry boys doing?
These two hungry boys...
Thirsty boys today.
...have made a mistake.
Several, actually, in the past 24 hours.
I don't know if you can hear it in the background right now. We're in the trenches, folks. There's a band of cosplaying musicians playing Rebel Yell right now. And we went and walked around the floor of this very convention and found a booth that we could not pass up. It is called Wild Bill's Old Fashioned Soda Pop Company. Here's how it works.
Well, now, we should say, we considered a lot of different things for the snack situation. This is my first time in Winston-Salem.
I went to college here.
And, of course, Winston-Salem is the home of Krispy Kreme donuts.
It is.
But, A, you know Krispy Kremes are good.
Yeah.
We might put them on the list one day, but you know Krispy Kremes are good.
Yeah, we would have had to have tried, like, different flavors of Krispy Kreme. The only one I know for sure that we would have to try was the Cheerwine Krispy Kreme.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's...
And we could always do a Snack Stitch Boco.
We could always do a Snack Stitch Boco.
But here's the thing. We can also just eat Krispy Kremes recreationally and not monetize it.
Which we'll probably end up doing. Also,
yes.
Here's an interesting thing about the town that is the birthplace of Krispy Kreme. There's only one Krispy Kreme store here.
Wild.
Wild. So we could have done that. There's a little bodega down the road from our hotel. We could have done like the breakfast biscuits there or something, but that didn't seem right. What did seem right, since this is a Wizard World and our first ever Wizard World, was to do something Wizard World specific, which is go to the Wild Bill's Old Fashioned Soda Pop Company booth, and here's how their system works. You buy a mug. They have four different mugs that you can buy. From a basic, basically metal cup, like a cowboy would take camping.
Yeah, like a camping mug. That's exactly what it is.
That's what we bought. We bought the cheapest one. It's called the 22. It is a metal cup branded with Wizard World and the Wild Bill's logo on it.
Right, and they brand them at every event.
Yes. We also saw Wild Bill's at the Mountain State Fair when we were there.
Mm-hmm.
Above that, they have a copper mug, like a Moscow Mule mug.
Yes.
That is a little more expensive.
Yeah, but smaller.
But smaller. Then there's a nicer metal cup that's... The one we bought was $20.
Yeah.
The Moscow Mule was $25.
The barrel is the next step up.
The barrel is the next step up. It's nicely shaped. It's a nice-looking cup. It is $30. Then there's an insulated cup.
A Yeti.
Like a Yeti. That's $35.
That's called the double barrel.
That's called the double barrel.
Because it's double walled.
We got the basic. Here's what you get with your $20 for a cup.
$22 for a cup.
This was $20. It was $20.
This was only $20? Okay.
$20. You get unlimited soda all day.
And we should say, it is 10:12 a.m.
Yeah. So we're going to go load up all day today.
This con runs 10 to 7.
There's also... this is Saturday. We're going to go back Sunday. They have special rates for the next day if you already have a mug. So we may go do this again tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. But there are, I think, 7 different flavors.
Yeah, I think 7.
There's 6 because there's root beer and diet root beer.
Yeah.
But... We're going to end up doing more than that because we were advised to mix some flavors.
Yeah, because there is the basic flavors. We got a root beer, a diet root beer, a cream soda, an orange soda, a grape soda.
Black cherry.
And then a seltzer, which we probably won't be trying.
There's also a sarsaparilla.
Oh, and a sarsaparilla, a spicy root beer.
So what we're going to do is we're going to try every flavor of Wild Bill's on its own. Then we're going to try, basically...
Remix!
Then we're going to try some cream soda versions where we mix the vanilla soda with some of the other flavors.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we went ahead and got one. We got root beer. We're drinking root beer right now. We've actually already... Cheers. We've actually already had a sip because we were invited to take a sip at the booth.
Mm-hmm.
a very nice salesman named Mike put us in these mugs today.
Yes.
He's like, what do I got to do to get you in these mugs today?
The answer was give us unlimited soda for the next 9 hours.
We told him we had a snacks podcast, and he seemed rather excited about it.
They are aware.
Like, he was like, oh, we'll get somebody on your show to talk about our product.
That is probably not necessary, but who knows? Maybe we'll have questions.
Hey, I'm angling for a sponsorship.
Hey, I'll sell out.
I asked him about the caffeine content of these sodas.
Uh-huh.
He said there is none.
Root beer is traditionally not caffeinated.
There is no cola.
There is no cola.
They're all like fruit sodas and vanilla and that kind of stuff, which I think you can get by without being caffeinated.
He said, in the words of DJ Khaled, we plant-based.
We plant-based. I don't like to quote DJ Khaled anymore.
I don't either.
Because, one, because of his views on pleasuring women.
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
And disappointing.
Very disappointing.
Very disappointing.
If you consider yourself to do nothing but win.
Yeah, that's not winning.
That's not winning.
It's not winning.
Also, he gave up on the second wing on Hot Ones. All of these sodas, however, he also said pure cane sugar.
Pure cane sugar.
I can tell.
Except
with this
the diet one. Except the diet.
Except the diet one.
Root beer.
But I can tell with this root beer. I'm going to tell you. I think I've made it clear on this show in the past. I'm not a root beer guy.
Mm.
If I have the choice of whatever soda I want, I almost never go for root beer. This is very good.
I am a root beer guy. I am a, like, all... You know what's weird? I had Food Lion root beer the other day because I was at a party with some friends and they just stocked up on kind of, you know, store brand sodas. Food Lion root beer is kind of dope. It was very good. It was very comparable to A&W. But I am a root beer drinker. If I'm going to grab a soda at the store, I will either get a Mexican Coke. If I'm feeling feisty, I'll get a Fentimans sometimes to try it out.
Sure.
Or a Boylan's. But more often than not, I'm either going to get a ginger ale, because I like ginger ale, or I'm going to get a Sprecher, a Virgil's.
Sprecher is top notch.
Yeah. A mug, an A&W, if I'm making floats. I love root beer. I have fond memories of root beer. There are a lot of root beer-based memories I have of being a child.
While you brought up Sprecher, I already have one main, I'm not going to say complaint, but issue with the selection at Wild Bill's. But I'm going to save that for the end.
Okay.
I'm going to save it for the end. But it is my number one issue with what is available at Wild Bill's.
Okay.
However, root beer, top notch, very good.
Very much enjoying the root beer.
I'm going to tell you, I don't know if anything's going to be better than this. The one that I am pinning all my hopes on is the orange soda.
Really? I would have said black cherry.
Black cherry could also be very good, too. But I really want to try, like, Mike told us to mix the vanilla soda with the orange soda to make orange cream soda, which is one of my all-time faves.
Right.
I love an orange cream
soda. Cream soda.
I really have high hopes for what the orange cream soda could be.
I think that's worthy. If we can get a crush level out of this, then that'll be good.
All right.
So the question we're going to answer, is it worth $20?
That is what we're going to answer.
Because you could get... How many, like, I could get, like, 3 or 4 4-packs of Mexican Coke for $20.
I mean, you could buy 6 12-packs of Sun Drop for $20.
Yeah.
You could buy a lot of soda for $20. Like, I don't know that we're going to get $20 worth of soda unless we're going by convention prices. Okay. You pointed out when we got here.
Yeah. This was the shock of the weekend.
The concession stand currently has glass bottles of Cheerwine for $2.
Yes.
So you could buy 10 of those.
10 of those. Which, A, I have never seen anyone selling glass bottles of soda at a con for what I believe should be obvious reasons. B, I've seen people selling, like, just a 16-ounce Coke in a paper cup for $2 or 3 or 4 or 5.
A 16-ounce Cheerwine at Heroes Con in a cup is $3.
Matt, I've noticed something as I've been drinking my root beer.
Yeah.
These cups are metal.
They're metal.
They're like steel. I believe these are stainless steel. Boys,
yeah.
Right here.
Yeah, yeah.
Which means they're very reflective.
Yeah.
Which means when you drink one of these, you make eye contact with yourself, mm-hmm. and you are kind of confronted with the enormity of what you've done.
That's our day. That's the day ahead.
Yeah, every time, like, I'm down at the end of this, and I'm just looking at myself every time
I
take
a sip. So here's what we're going to do. We've done root beer. It's very good.
I would say root beer, very good. Good cane sugar taste. A little bit of an aftertaste, but it is a cane sugar aftertaste, which is not unpleasant.
Not bad. So root beer is both the top and the bottom of the list right now.
Uh-huh.
We're going to rank each of these flavors individually against themselves. I don't know if we're going to rank the mixes.
Let's give them either number grades or letter grades as we go, and then we'll re-examine at the end. Because we always suffer from a recency bias when we do this.
All right, I don't want to start out of the gate too strong.
Okay.
So I will go root beer B+.
Okay. B+ for Matt. You say it's B+ player. Good hand.
B+ player, good hand.
I'm going to say this root beer, possibly not the best root beer I've ever had, but certainly a good root beer. And I'm a root beer drinker. I will give this an A-.
All right. That's our grade for root beer. We will finish these up. We will be back in a moment with whatever we choose to go next with. We might do diet root beer next, just to go ahead and get root beer out of the way.
I think we need to go as far afield as we can.
All right. Here's the question. Are we going to go with what we're most excited for next? Or are we going to go with something we just want to get over with?
Let's save the cream soda, the orange soda.
I want to save the orange soda for last.
Okay. Then let's do black cherry next.
Black cherry next. So we'll be back with black cherry in a little while for us, immediately for you, the listener. All right, everybody, round two with Wild Bill's Old Fashioned Soda Pop Company. We got Wild Cherry.
Black Cherry.
I'm sorry, Black Cherry.
Black Cherry.
Cheers.
All right, I gotta say, that's a strong, strong soda.
Black cherry soda has a lot to live up to.
It does. It does.
Because it's competing with Boylan's black cherry, which is delicious.
It's quite good.
After I had one of those at the Columbus, Ohio snack situation, I'll just buy those at the store and drink them.
Right, right.
It's also competing with Cheerwine, which is basically perfect.
But Cheerwine has a distinct non-black cherry flavor.
It's its own kind of cherry flavor, but
I don't consider Cheerwine to be a cherry soda.
I do. I feel it's very specific, a very specific cherry flavor. Here's the thing about this. I do not think it's bad, but if you ask me to describe it, I would describe it as cough syrupy.
I see where you're coming from with that, but that was my first thought as well. But I think it has a very good sweetness. I think it is more in common with black cherry Kool-Aid than with cough syrup. And I love black cherry Kool-Aid. And it is, now I will say a lot of this has to do with it coming out of the thing at 25 degrees. Yep. Very, very good.
I'll tell you what I think will improve this black cherry soda.
A little bit of that vanilla cream soda?
A little bit of that vanilla cream soda.
I don't know. I like this a lot. Like, I think this is as good as the root beer for me.
I think with some of the vanilla cream soda, this could be very good.
Yeah, I'm holding back my A pluses, but I would happily drink this for the rest of the day.
All right, so we're gonna grade this. You go. I graded the root beer first. You grade this one first.
I'm still gonna hang on with an A minus on this.
I'm going.
I think it's delicious.
I'm going B minus.
Wow. Okay.
It's not bad. It's got a little bit of a cough syrupy flavor. I think adding some vanilla is really going
to
improve it.
This is what cough syrup is trying to taste like, though.
I mean, I think you're right, but my immediate reaction was cough syrup, I have to say.
Mine was Kool-Aid.
All right. What are we doing next?
Let's either do the diet beer or the sarsaparilla.
Let's do the sarsaparilla.
Let's do the sarsaparilla. Okay.
All right. We'll be back with sarsaparilla shortly. Time for round three.
Round three, baby.
We got sarsaparilla. Cheers. Very similar to the root beer.
Basically, just the root beer, but not as sweet. I was hoping for a little more spice, but just a not as sweet version of the root beer.
Which is
good.
Very similar to the root beer, just not quite as sweet, which I would say I almost prefer.
Mm-hmm. Very, I like the flavor.
Just not distinct from the root beer.
Not distinct from the root beer, which does not give me high hopes for the diet root beer either. Because I feel like the diet root beer is not going to be as good, almost by definition.
I would say the sarsaparilla has almost like a nutmeg flavor that the root beer doesn't have. But it's spiced in a way that's not like spicy.
Right, right.
It's like a spiced rum.
Yes, much more like a spiced rum.
I like it.
I like it too.
I think I like it more than the root beer.
If I had not had the root beer, I would consider this to be very, very good.
All right, let's give our letter grades.
Well, first, I got to tell you, Matt, I'm starting to get soded out.
You're starting to get soded out?
I'm feeling like a little dizzy.
Okay, we can take a break.
We probably have to. It is now 1:21.
We've got until 7.
Boy, we do, don't we?
Yeah.
Boy, we do. Okay. Okay. Yeah, letter grades. I'm going to give this one a B.
Solid B.
Solid B.
I'm going A minus.
Okay, so this is your highest rated so far.
Yeah. I like it better than the root beer. Because it's a little more subtle in its flavor.
Okay. Let's go ahead and plot out the rest of what we're going to be doing. Next week, what
let's,
do we want to
let's
try?
Let's go. Okay. Next is in the middle. So we should go with a middle road soda that is going to be the basis of a lot of stuff we try later.
So cream soda.
Vanilla.
Next.
Vanilla cream soda.
All right.
Then we'll go diet root beer.
Okay.
Then grape.
Okay, which I do not have high hopes for. I'm not a grape soda fan.
Then orange. We'll wrap it up with the two remaining fruit sodas.
Okay. So far, the report card stands. Root beer, B plus for you, A minus for me. Black cherry gets a B minus from you and A minus from me. Sarsaparilla gets an A minus from you and a solid B from me.
Nothing below a B.
Nothing below a B. So far, the quality of the soda has not been the issue. For sure.
Some flavoring differences.
Yes.
But that's about it. Okay, we'll be back shortly to try the vanilla cream soda. Round 4, everybody.
I'm in a bad mood.
It's been an afternoon.
It's been an afternoon.
We got air blown in our faces.
I was physically interacted with in a way I did not appreciate.
We'll talk about that on War Rockin' Ajax.
Yeah, you probably already heard it.
Right now, we're going to try this vanilla cream soda.
This cream soda hopefully can save my mood. Now, I will say, aesthetically,
great amber color.
Oh, it's the color of a new penny. It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. Lovely.
Yeah.
So, cheers.
Yeah.
Rich.
That's a good vanilla.
Okay, here's what I'm going to say about it. It's good on its own. It's going to be great combined with that black cherry.
It's going to be great with root beer. Because it'll be like a root beer float as a soda.
That's true. It tastes a little bit like if you like melted vanilla ice cream and drank it.
I do not agree with everything that is in that Bare Naked Lady song about how they want to have sex with Sailor Moon.
You're talking about how it's been 1 week.
Yeah, that's the song I'm talking about. The one that is explicitly about
having sex
how
with
that
Sailor
dude
Moon.
Wants to have sex with Sailor Moon.
Yeah.
I don't endorse that song. I do agree that vanilla is, in fact, the finest of the flavors.
When people say that vanilla is the same as plain,
stupid.
That's
just
is
wrong.
The wrongest thing. When vanilla is equated with bland, that's the wrongest thing.
Vanilla is rich and complex.
This vanilla cream soda is very good.
This vanilla cream soda
is. The more we talk about it, the more I like it.
It's actually extremely choice.
I'm going A. Solid A.
I am tempted to give it an A+, but I'm holding back. I may go in and adjust these.
I'm going to say A+ is going to be this combined with something else.
Yeah, I am going to say a solid A, though. This is the highest rated one we have.
It's really good.
It's quite good. It is a vanilla cream soda with a beautiful color. And also, I don't know if we've really mentioned this. They have ice on offer if you prefer your sodas on the rocks. Generally speaking, I do.
But it also comes out of the fountain very cold.
Very cold. A very crispity, like 32 degrees.
Yeah.
Because it is not frozen.
Yeah.
But it is a fine flavor.
Well, we're going to come back. Our next taste test is going to be of the Diet Root Beer.
Yep.
Which I don't know what to make of that. But we're going to let you know in just a minute. Wild Bill's Old Fashioned Soda Pop Company, round five!
Yeah, we're back, everybody, about an hour and eight games of 20 questions later,
yeah.
And zero sales.
I sold some supervillain books. It's probably been not since the last time we recorded.
Yeah. Okay. But I talked to Samantha Newark, the voice of Jam. That was good.
Very nice.
We think we figured out this game.
We figured out this game. Okay, I was looking at these mugs that you can buy.
Yeah.
They look big. They're bigger than they even look.
Yeah.
They were saying that these are 32-ounce mugs.
They're certainly...
They're advertised as 22. These are apparently bigger than they normally are.
Yeah.
They're 32 ounces.
I feel like mine is about a third of the way full, and I do feel like I've got the contents of a 12-ounce can of soda.
I don't feel like I've filled this totally beyond half full even once.
We filled it up when we tried the root beer first, and that was a lot of root beer to get.
I thought I got it full, but there was a lot of foam, and then it went down to about half.
Yeah.
So I haven't filled it to the brim anytime. If you did fill these to the brim, even if you were here all day, I can't imagine drinking more than two full mugs.
Yeah, and trying to price it out, if you drink three good-sized cups, like filled up three-quarters of the way,
yeah,
you're basically getting out about like you do at a movie theater. Tomorrow, I think, when we come back and it's five, we'll absolutely get $5 worth of soda out of this.
Yeah.
I think. Even on a shorter day.
Well, a big gulp, the biggest big gulp, costs not even $2.
Yeah, but keep in mind, we are in a place it's a con setting.
Yeah.
Where I paid $5 for a chicken filet that had been cut into, quote, tenders.
That was wild.
Yeah. And I was, like, shocked that it was only $5. Because I have paid... How much have we paid for chicken tenders at cons before?
More than that.
$9?
Yeah.
Now, these did not have fries.
No.
But it was five chicken tenders.
But upon seeing what they were... The $5 makes a lot more sense.
$5 makes a lot more sense. They're clean enough out there.
Yeah. Okay. So we have Diet Root Beer. Here we go. Cheers.
I hate it.
You hate it?
I hate it. Oh, I hate it. I hate it. I hate it.
I do not have that much of a visceral reaction to it.
I do not like it.
It tastes, to me, like the other root beer, but without the sugar taste. It tastes to me as fine, but not good.
I hate it. This is like... It is like... You know how Frankenstein says we belong dead?
In Bride of Frankenstein?
Because he's a mockery.
Yes.
Of life.
Yes.
That's what this root beer is like. It is stitched together chemicals in a facsimile of root beer. I hate it.
Okay, let's grade it.
Okay, what are you going to give it?
A C.
You give it a C. I give it an F minus.
I can't believe you had such a strong reaction to this.
I hate it.
All right, well, that's Diet Root Beer. We're going to probably dump this out.
Can y'all hear the bass line of a techno remix of the Ghostbusters theme right now?
Which came on right after 9 to 5.
Are we playing 9 to 5 at Dolly Parton?
Playing 9 to 5 before that.
Why couldn't I hear that?
If you go back and listen to this, you'll hear 9 to 5. Okay, we're done with Diet Root Beer. Next up, we have Grape.
Yeah.
Which I think is the second most likely after this one to get a bad grade.
Yeah, yeah. This is so, like, keep in mind, I don't have any C's or D's. This is the first one that I think has been very, very bad.
I consider this to be not good, but not bad, so which is why I gave it a C.
Okay.
So, I don't think I'm going to drink the rest, though.
No, I'm absolutely going to pour this out.
Because I could drink something that's good.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll be back with Grape in a bit. Soda round six.
That's right. This is the Grape soda.
Yeah, this is the one I think we're the least confident in after Diet Root Beer.
Yeah.
Now, you
and
were talking
boy,
about
Diet Root Beer burned us.
You disliked it way more than I did.
Intensely.
Now, I was saying as we were walking over here, if this was as Kool-Aid-y as the Black Cherry, mm-hmm. I'm going to like it.
Yeah. I am not
based on smell, it smells like grape Kool-Aid.
Yeah, I am not a grape soda drinker, generally. I've never been a fan of grape soda.
I've never really liked grape soda. I've like New Grape or Knee High Grape. Mm-hmm. Never been too into them.
Yeah.
But I used to drink grape Kool-Aid all the time as a kid.
It smells sugary.
It smells like Kool-Aid.
It smells like bubblegum, kind of. But I will say this. It's very appealing looking, like, in the metal cup. And we got very little of this, I think. It has, like, a prismatic kind of oil slicky look to it.
The bubbles are blue.
The bubbles are blue. The drink is purple. So it has, like, an appealing aesthetic.
It looks like there's a weather system in it.
Yeah, I actually really like looking at it, and the smell is not a turn-off.
All right, we're going to try it. Cheers.
Right, cheers.
You know what it tastes like? It does not taste like Kool-Aid.
Okay.
It tastes like grape bubble gum.
Yeah, like I said, it smells like bubble gum. You know what I'm... You know what
you remember, you remember grape bubble tape?
Yeah.
That's what it tastes like.
Mm-hmm. That is exactly the flavor. Matt... Are we in the Bullet Club? Because this is too sweet.
Too sweet! It is very sweet.
It's very sugary.
It's got a real bubblegummy flavor to it. I don't hate it, but I don't love it.
I don't hate it, but I don't love it. If this was all that was on offer at a party, I'd drink this.
I'd drink it.
It's like a punch. It's not a soda, it's like a punch.
Diet Root Beer aside, if it was offered as a punch, weirdly enough, I feel like this would taste better not as a soda or flat without the bubbles.
I like the bubbles. I'll tell you what, I'm really looking forward to combining this with
the vanilla. I think this will be the weirdest one to combine with the vanilla.
I think it'll add some much needed complexity because now it's all sweetness. All right,
let's grade the grape. The grape soda from Wild Bill's.
In the words of the like, I don't hate it, but I don't love it at all. So I'm going to say this, I like it, so I think it has to get like a C plus B minus.
Yeah.
And I think it's enjoyable enough that I can give it a B minus.
I gave Cherry a B minus.
Right, Black Cherry.
Black Cherry. I gave Diet Root Beer a C. So this has to be a C plus.
I think this is so much better than the Diet Root Beer that it is. Like, I gave that Diet Root Beer an F minus. This is three full grades above that for me.
This is closer to me, for me, to that than for you, I think.
Surprising. We also did chug some water, which makes us feel better right now, and we made a sale. So I think we're in a more charitable
mood. Feeling better. All right. We'll be back with the final taste test of the day in a moment, and then you'll hear Sunday's taste tests, which are the flavors we choose to mix with vanilla cream soda.
Yeah.
Mixed with vanilla cream soda.
Yeah.
Final round, baby. Of the day.
Of the straight ups.
We got some more tomorrow of the mixes, but this is
a hell of our own making.
This is orange. And boy, is it orange.
Boy, is it orange.
It is, like, opaque. You cannot see through
it. It's like paint.
It is like paint.
It is... If you say the word orange, this is what you are thinking.
It smells nice.
It smells good. It has a nice tart, citrusy smell.
I used to... As I said when we were getting this, I've always been an orange soda fan.
What's your preferred?
Sun-kissed.
Sun-kissed? Really? I'm a Crush fan.
Crush is good. I like an orange cream soda. We're going to do that tomorrow.
Yeah.
But straight up orange soda, Sunkissed is the thing, I think.
In my younger days, Matt, before I realized I should stop drinking at comic book conventions,
yeah.
I was a fan of putting the vanilla vodka in the Crush orange soda and getting tanked.
That's not a bad combo.
It is, actually. That dude is wearing a full-on Wild Dog costume.
Dude walked by just now in a Wild Dog costume,
yeah.
Everybody.
No mask, right. But everything else.
Cheers.
Cheers. Here's to you. creamy already.
Less flavor than I was expecting.
Less orange flavor for sure, but it's pretty creamy.
It's like the slightest of the flavors.
It's there. Now, I loaded up on this. I got over half a mug because I was expecting this to be pretty tasty, and I like it, but it is virtual. I don't know what mixing the cream soda could add to this that would not just taste like cream soda.
Given how strong the black cherry and grape flavors were,
yeah,
the lightness of the orange flavor in this is shocking.
It has a not unpleasant orange aftertaste.
Yeah. I'm not getting a ton of orange up front. Like, I'm trying, and it's not happening.
I'm taking big drinks, but yeah, there's not a lot of upfront orange.
A bit of an aftertaste.
Do you agree with me that it's creamy?
Yes, I think the vanilla cream soda might bring out the orange.
Might bring out the orange? I think that's a possibility.
I had higher expectations for this.
It's not unpleasant.
Not unpleasant.
It's not bad. I actually find it quite refreshing after the very sugary grape.
The grape was strong. It was a strong flavor.
Yeah, and even as we were pouring it, the person working the truck? Is it a truck?
The booth.
The booth? Like, mentioned, like, oh, I can smell the orange from here. And we were like, yeah, it's got a stronger
orange smell than its taste.
Than taste, yeah. But I actually find it quite refreshing. Like, I cannot imagine walking around outside on a hot day drinking any of these because they're very sugary. But this is actually fairly refreshing.
All right. What's our grade? What's our grades for these?
I feel like this is quite comparable to the sarsaparilla. I'm going to give this a B.
I'm giving it a B, too.
Yeah. That is the first one we have agreed on since the cream soda, which we both gave an A.
So that's it for all of the straight-up flavors.
Straight up.
Straight up. That's the guy from Cameo.
All the straight-up flavors. Run them down again. We got... Do we do the averages?
Let's give individual grades.
Okay. Root beer. You said B+. I said A-. Black cherry. You said B-. I said A-. Sarsaparilla, A- and B. Cream soda, A's across the board.
Cream soda, clear winner.
Hard to resist putting an A+ on it, honestly. Diet root, the loser of the bunch. C from you, F- from me. The grape got a C+ from you and a B- from me on account of I thought it would be a good punch at a birthday party.
Yeah.
I do have a birthday next week.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Orange gets a B across the board, and I find it quite refreshing.
So what I find interesting is that there's not a clear number two. There's a clear winner and a clear loser. There's not a clear number two.
Yeah, I think just going by the averages, the number two would be root beer, which got a B+ from you and an A- from me. That averages out to an A.
That seems right. Although I like sarsaparilla more.
You like sarsaparilla more than the root beer, but I did not.
Yeah.
So the average on that is a B+.
The average on black cherry is a B. I think black cherry might be number three.
Black cherry, I think I would put it a strong number three.
Then orange.
Then the orange. Then I think the sarsaparilla, which is not bad, just unnecessary given... I feel like if we mix the cream soda with the sarsaparilla, we just have root beer.
Yeah.
Right?
All right. Well, that's going to do it for the straight-up flavors. We're going to come back in just a second. Well, for you, for us tomorrow, with some mixes with the vanilla cream soda.
Question. Do you think we were harsher on the sodas that we did not make sales between the recordings before?
Probably yes.
Okay.
Sunday morning has arrived, and we have gotten ourselves a grip of some orange cream soda. That's the vanilla cream soda from Wild Bill's mixed with the orange soda from Wild Bill's. Mm-hmm. Cheers.
Cheers.
It did exactly what I thought.
It did. It brought out the orange.
This is the best thing we've had.
It is damn good.
This is the A+. We found the A+.
This is it right here.
I'm very interested to see what wild cherry with the vanilla cream is, or black cherry with vanilla cream.
It is creamy and not too sweet.
Yeah.
but
it's exactly the right combination.
Yeah, I would drink this for the rest of the day. I do think it's important to note, this is early. It is now Sunday. It is about 11 a.m. We did arrive at the con a little late. But the reason we arrived a little late is because we went and put down a lair.
A Biscuitville.
We put in a Biscuitville lair, which is a tough lair.
Yeah.
And you actually had a soda with breakfast, which I found very surprising. You had a cheer wine.
Because they don't have iced coffee at Biscuitville.
Yeah, and Matt does not like hot drinks.
That's well established.
So I've got a coffee in addition to the soda. This is refreshing.
It's good.
It's surprising.
If it were up to me, I would just drink this for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
But we've got more to try. So we'll be back with another vanilla cream soda combo with something else.
What do you want to do next? Do you want to do the black cherry? Or do you want to do the grape?
Let's do the grape.
Okay.
Let's do the grape.
So next is grape. Orange cream gets an A+.
Okay, everybody. We are on actually the third soda combo. We didn't record after the second one because we got some people coming by the table. Mm-hmm. But we did a grape cream soda.
Yes.
Which was interesting.
I would say aesthetically, very interesting looking, because it had the pearlescent oil slick quality of the grape soda, but with that amber undercurrent.
So the color profiles of all of these have been really interesting. The orange looked basically the same.
Uh-huh.
Like, the vanilla soda didn't change the look of that at all.
Mm-hmm.
The grape maybe had a little darker profile. We got root beer. It just made the root beer, like, a little less dark, a little more amber.
Mine's pretty dark. I mean,
It's interesting.
We've been doing half and half pulls, too.
Yeah.
On this one, I counted to eight.
That's exactly what I did.
Yeah. The grape soda, the grape cream, it definitely cut the bubble gumminess.
It did the opposite of what it did for the orange soda.
Right.
With the orange soda, it brought out the flavor. With the grape soda, it cut it.
It cut it.
To something a lot more palatable.
Which I think lends credence to my idea that that would be a good base for a punch.
Yeah. So, what did I originally give the grape soda?
The original grape soda grade that you gave was a C+.
Okay, I'm going to bump that up to a B with the cream.
Okay. So, a B for Matt. I quite liked it. I think I would give that a B+.
Okay.
Which is, I gave the grape originally a B-.
So you're going to bump that up to a B+.
Bump that up to a B+.
So we almost raised it a letter grade entirely. Yeah.
And I will say, one of the reasons we didn't record it was because we sat down and I drank some because we were talking to somebody.
And then it was
and
gone.
And I just kept drinking it.
It was gone.
I enjoyed drinking it. It was a
I looked over
soda.
In your cup. It was gone. Yeah. All right. We're doing root beer cream now.
All right.
Root beer, vanilla.
Root beer float.
Root beer float.
I'm putting it.
Here we go.
Goddamn.
It just tastes like root beer to me.
This tastes great. I think it's great.
I don't find this to be demonstrably different from the regular root beer. I feel like the root beer is overpowering the vanilla.
It's enough of it in there. Oh, it's this is good.
We're seeing the differences in our palates here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't taste anything but root beer in this.
The root beer taste is overpowering, but that's because root beer already has the root beer already had a hint of that vanilla in it.
Yeah.
But this legitimately tastes like you get a root beer float. And you, like, put the spoon in it, and you eat some of the ice cream as it melts. Once you're done eating the ice cream and you take a sip, that's what this is. This is quite good.
I'm going to give this the same grade I gave root beer.
I mean, I think I will, too, because the root beer was... I gave the root beer an A-. I think I would give this one an A, actually.
I'm going to stick with B+.
Okay. So a B+ for Matt, and a solid A. Straight up A for me.
All right, we got one more to do. We have black cherry and vanilla, which we've been told by multiple people is the jam.
Yes, people come up and they see us drinking from these cups, and they're like, which one do you have? We had a guy be like, black cherry and that cream soda. Mix those.
So it's got a lot to live up to.
Do you think your experience with the mix of cream soda and root beer would be improved if you adjusted the ratio?
If it was more vanilla, yes.
Okay. Interesting.
All right, we'll be back with black cherry cream soda
one
to
more
wrap
and we're
this
free.
Up. One more and we're free, and then
we get to go to heaven.
We'll give our final thoughts after that. if this is it. It's the final taste test.
This is it. No, we got a big old pulls of this bad boy.
I almost filled mine to the top.
Yeah.
Because I have high hopes. This is...
Will they be dashed on the rocks?
Only time will tell. This is the Wild Cherry Cream Soda.
Wild Cherry?
I keep wanting to call it Wild Cherry.
Because it's Wild Bill's.
Because it's Wild Bill's.
All right.
All right. Cheers.
Should we talk about the color first?
It is lovely.
Beautiful blood red.
It's basically the color of cheer wine.
A little darker.
Cheer wine's pretty dark. If you look at it in the glass bottle.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
All right, here we go. Cheers.
I like it.
Not bad.
I like it.
Not
my favorite of them.
Not
all,
the best.
Actually.
Not the best. Will we reveal what our favorite was?
I think we're going to have the same answer.
Orange.
Orange. Orange cream.
Orange cream.
Yeah.
So much better than just orange.
Which was the one specifically recommended to us by the person at Wild Bill's.
The Wild Cherry Cream, not bad. Not bad.
Not bad. I think all the cream sodas we've had, even great.
Notably better.
Notably better.
Those sodas just by themselves, except for root beer, which I thought was about the same.
But if you adjusted the ratio.
If I adjusted the ratio, maybe. So, final letter grade for the cherry, black cherry cream.
Now, we gave black cherry by itself. You gave black cherry a B-.
I thought it tasted a little cough syrupy.
Yeah, I give it an A-. I would be willing to give this one an A.
The cough syrupiness is gone.
Cough syrupiness is not present.
I'm going to give this an A-.
You give it an A-. Wow, okay. So yeah, the orange cream, we got an A+. Across the board, that is the only A+ we have awarded.
Yes. Clear winner.
Clear winner.
Absolute clear winner. Absolute clear loser. Diet Root Beer.
Diet Root Beer. Garbage.
So, we've tried everything.
Yes.
I think we have three key questions to answer. Okay. But what were you going to say?
I was going to answer one of your questions.
Three key questions to answer. Number one, if we go back before the end of the day.
When we go back, because it's not even 2 o'clock yet.
What are we getting?
Going by what we have graded, the best option would be orange cream.
I'm getting orange cream. And I'm going to get ice in it.
Ooh, interesting. But, like, I also feel like I could go easily just drink a root beer or a cream soda, like, straight up.
Straight up cream soda is also very good.
Yeah.
I think I'm definitely getting orange cream when I go back, because I've got a lot of black cherry here.
Yeah.
I didn't drink as much orange cream, and that's the one I really want.
Yeah, yeah.
The orange cream is, like, comparable to, like, a Stewart's.
I would say better.
It's very good.
Like, here's the thing that I don't think is in dispute, and this might be one of your three questions. Wild Bill's soda's good.
Yes.
Their offerings are, with the exception of the Diet Root Beer, very good on their own as sodas. They come out cold. They have a nice amount of foam. They're, most of them are very drinkable, especially if you mix them with the cream soda. Like, they don't feel sticky.
I would suggest, if you are at an event where there is Wild Bill's and you drop the money on the mug, then absolutely and undoubtedly, just go for cream sodas.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Unless you
go straight root beer, that's fine.
Unless you are a root beer fan.
But otherwise, go for cream sodas.
Yeah.
Question two. Was this worth it?
All told, we are $50 into this.
40. Well, yes, 50, because we paid an extra $5 today for refills.
Yeah. If we had gotten these day one at the start of the con, then I would say yes. I would say yes. But you really have to... Ooh.
I just got a really good sip.
Well, that's the thing. What we're doing is we're putting in the cream first and then mixing in so that it mixes. But we don't have straws.
Yeah.
So generally, you get a stronger cream soda towards the end of the cup.
That's interesting. Here's where I come down on the value question.
Uh-huh.
I don't think it's worth it yet.
Okay.
But, because here, we could have gone to the concession stand and gotten $2 cheer wines, three or four or five $2 cheer wines. That would only have been $10. So that's much less money for about all the soda I really wanted.
Yeah, like the thing is, what does $50 worth of soda look like to you?
It's a lot.
I can scarcely comprehend $50 worth of soda, but that is what we've drunk over the past 2 days.
But here's the thing. And this plays into my third question. Will you, when you're going to an event, look to see if Wild Bill's is going to be there and take your mug if it is?
Absolutely. Because the
As am I. And I know that they were at the Mountain State Fair last year.
Right.
Everything at the Mountain State Fair is very expensive. Mm-hmm. If I can walk around the Mountain State Fair and be there for part of a day or a day, mm-hmm. and get a lot more for a lot less money for just the $5 refill fee,
yeah,
then I will be working my way toward this being worth it.
The break-even cost of this, because here's the thing. When you're paying $5 on the second day, or the third day, or the next time we see these, they're definitely still making a profit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you're getting maybe $2 or $3 worth of soda. But that's soda.
Yeah.
That's soda in general. Whatever you're paying like $1.49 for has 25 cents worth of ingredients in it, yeah. At most.
At most, yes. But like, I do think they're high quality sodas. I truly believe that it is not too much of a hassle to bring along this mug, unless you're flying.
Unless you're flying.
But if we're going to go, if they're going to be, Aiden got one of these at a thing in Raleigh last year. So if we can continue drinking this, I would absolutely pay $5 at a convention center to have a drink this high quality whenever I want it.
If we're tabling at something and we have to be there all day,
yeah,
this is ideal.
Yes, because it's...
Because at HeroesCon, I'll pay $6, $9 for three cheer wines in a day.
Yeah. A cheer wine is $3. A cheer wine is $3 at HeroesCon.
In a relatively small cup.
Yeah. And we've talked about how the convention center food prices at this con are not bad, but then we got the chicken tenders, the $5 chicken tenders.
And they're a scam.
Yeah, it's a scam.
They're not actually chicken tenders.
It was a chicken filet.
We talked about this earlier.
Did we?
Yeah.
Okay, I forgot. But yeah, by convention prices, day one is still mad expensive.
Yes.
Day two, dead on.
You're doing
the $5 is just fine. Because we've had $5 worth of soda by convention rules today already.
Yeah.
Possibly more.
Yeah.
Here's my question. Do we assign any value to the cup?
No. The cup is the scam.
The cup is the scam.
If we got one of the nicer cups, maybe. But the cup is the scam.
The nicer cups are an even bigger scam, I think. Because it's a vessel for soda. You do not need a Yeti to keep it cold.
That's true. I think the idea is, though, you're going to take it home, use it at home.
Yeah, but I mean... But it is $35. What nightmare world are you living in where you pay $35 for a mug? For essentially a coffee cup.
Mad Max world.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like, do not grow attached to water, my friends, or you will miss it in its absence. Like, that's nonsense pricing. The cup is the scam. The scam of the cup is so much easier to take because the soda's good.
Yeah.
If the soda was okay, then we would be mad.
Well, okay. At the beginning of this, I said I had one major issue with Wild Bill's.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to reveal that now here. The biggest problem with Wild Bill's is they don't have a cola.
They don't have a cola. But I feel like the being root beer, because it's a root beer based... You know that root beer is first. That's the thing. It's the Rocky Mountain root beer.
It's their trademark.
That makes not having a cola make sense. If they had a cola, they would also be competing with Coke and Pepsi. Are you going to get a Coke, a Pepsi, or this cola you've never heard of?
There are plenty of quote-unquote craft soda companies that make colas.
But think about what, like, we're not at a store looking at Boylan's. We're at a con where what is available is Coke and Pepsi.
Are you saying they're more likely to be able to get into conventions and fairs and stuff by not having a cola because Coke and Pepsi already have a lock on what you buy at, like, the regular food stands, regular concession stands?
Yes. Because, I mean, I don't think it is, like, they're going to be kept out if they have a cola. I think there's no percentage in doing a cola. Because you are way more likely to get an artisan soda that is not a cola because cola is ubiquitous.
And however,
you're not going to do it better than a McDonald's Coke.
But the cola on its own is not the thing. What I want to do is take is what we just did with this.
You want a vanilla Coke.
I want a vanilla Coke. I want a cherry Coke.
If they add a cola, then I think people look at it and they go, 20, you know, 20 bucks for Coke?
But they see all the flavors.
But nobody cares about Bucks or A&W Root Beer or Mug. You are not a...
Well, some those are owned by Pepsi.
I know. But if you like root beer, you don't like Barks. Nobody is a Barks brand loyalist.
I know people who are.
That's weird, because it's not good. I'm a root beer drinker and a cream soda drinker. I am much more likely to get an artisan version of those. When I get Boylan's, I get Boylan's cream.
When I get Boylan's, I get... Well, I guess I get black cherry.
Yeah.
But I also get, like, craft-made cherry colas.
If it was a cherry cola, but then
you
I think...
You could combine cherry and cola.
But I think they would... I think that step... If you go, hey, you can mix it with the orange soda and make a creamsicle, like, that's something they can do as, like, a selling point. But, like, hey, you could also put cream soda in cola and make a vanilla Coke. Nobody's going to go for that.
Me?
Only you. Only you.
I cannot be the only person who wants to do that.
I think my logic here is sound. I think...
Here's why I think they don't have a cola. I think you might have a point with the Coke and Pepsi thing.
Uh-huh.
But here's why I think they don't have a cola. None of the sodas are caffeinated.
Right, right.
To do a cola and it be good, it would have to be caffeinated.
Have to be caffeinated.
Which, there's something in their brand about not caffeine, cane sugar only. I think they're missing out on a market, even if I'm it, with a cola.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Okay. Here's my fourth question. Are we going to rank this on the snack situation list?
I think we could easily rank all of Wild Bill's as a single
unit. As a single unit on the snack situation list.
Yes. And I think of sodas, I think it is, except for the value factor, the monetary factor.
The big question is, to me, better or worse than Pepsi 1893?
1893. Yeah, that's the thing. I'm going to say, as a soda, I prefer a lot of what we've had to 1893. I would say, on the whole, I would rather drink this than 1893.
But there's the value factor.
But I could get literally 25 cans of 1893,
which is
an expensive soda.
But, okay, a lot of stuff on the list, we didn't have to pay for. It was sent to us by the kindness of our listeners. So I don't know if value even plays into anything on the list. We are just going by flavor alone. Because also cinnamon bread is really expensive, and that's at the top of the list.
Cinnamon
bread not only has the cost of the cinnamon bread, it also has the cost of, like, the 80 bucks it takes to get into Dollywood.
And yet I still think it's worth it. There is never a moment where I'm like, I don't know, the sunk cost, and I put so much money into the cinnamon bread. But this, the value has to be a factor. Pure taste, it goes above 1893. I think
ultimately we're going to do it. We don't have the list in front of us right now. We're going to have to rank it later.
Yeah.
We may record that on the next episode.
Yeah.
But
like, is that we don't, you're right, we don't consider the price of driving to Charlotte when we go to JJ's Wet Hots.
And we don't consider, again, when someone sends us snacks, we have no idea what the price of those things are.
Right. No idea.
You never know.
Because it's rude to ask.
One person does, $10.
About a gift.
That's right.
But the thing is, the cost is such a primary factor of this. The cost is the gimmick. The cup is the gimmick, and the cup is what costs money. They're telling you on day two, the soda's worth $5.
This is a scam.
It's a scam.
But when you come to a comic convention, or you go to a state fair, or you go somewhere where things are overpriced, you have an expectation of getting scammed.
Yeah, you have to meet it on its own premise. And the premise is a scam.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to probably rank Wild Bill's as a whole on the next episode of Snack Situation.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us in this extra loud background noise episode of Snack Situation. We hope you made it through. I'm going to do my best to tamp down on the noise.
Okay.
Through my trickery in GarageBand. But thanks for listening, everybody.
Stay hungry.
This has been a Clytus Media production.